people, wake up.
Yeah, man.
What's going on?
It's your boy Marlon. Just trying this podcast thing out. I just tried this new app called Anchor. And I'm just going to, you know, leave a few things, see where it goes from here. And, you know, if people catch on.
Yo, we like talking about how people say the wrong things about us and but society is about us, society is general. What could we do to eliminate some of the preconceived notions or stereotypes that people have about us? The first things we gotta do is eliminate the stereotypes, correct? But how can we eliminate the stereotypes if we glorify the stereotypes? That's kind of my plight. We like to think about us doing music and fashion and acting and all these different things that we use as an outlet to gain financial, you know, a financial come up. However, what will we do for money? Take into consideration the little boy with the hoodie on that said whatever it said, right? His parents. The first thing I do is blame the parents. And some people might say, oh, they edited or whatever. Then there should be a lawsuit. You shouldn't sign something that says, you can put my son, after you take a picture of my son, you can put him in anything you want. That will compromise your child. So the first thing we need to look at is, what will you do for money, right? And then you peel back that onion and find out why the drive for money causes you to want to compromise your morals. You know, I come from a family of, my grandmother raised me to think like, hey, if you don't stand for anything, you know what I'm saying? We know the old saying. But my grandmother always tell me, show me your company and I'll tell you who you are. Meaning, birds of a feather flock together. So some people want to be taken seriously, right? However, their surroundings or the people in their circle don't prove that. Not saying you gotta disrespect everybody and just only hang out with certain individuals. But I've never seen an eagle fly with a seagull. The eagle tells a seagull, you better get up where I'm at, get on my level, if you want to be on my level. But we seem to be dumbing down a lot of things just to appease people. And I'm not here to bash anybody or disrespect anybody, but when I hear people talking about some of these female rappers or male rappers, the only thing they say is, well, they're getting their money, so I can't hate on them. Yeah, but getting your money and the end result, what's the goal? Is it just to get money? If it's to get just to get money, hey, do you. But don't be upset about the backlash you're going to get because you're getting money and you're doing the things to get that money. You feel me? Now, if you're doing this to better yourself, then do something positive. Because I'm going to tell you, man, I do not want none of my female looking up to this girl, Carly Beale. Sorry, I'm telling you the truth. I don't want nobody looking up to nobody that says, you know, you get your money however, you do whatever you do for money. I don't want nobody looking up to somebody that says, hey, all we do is bang, bang, and we shoot up, and we shoot up, and we rob, and we... That's not practical, man. That is not practical at all. We got to change our views.
Yeah. So I'm back, boss man. You know what I mean? Same. Yeah. So like I was saying before, you want your views to be understood, especially by you. You know, if you can't understand your views and where you want to go and what you want to accomplish in life, how do you expect somebody else to do that? You know, I see a lot of people around and I talk to a lot of people. And listen, when I'm talking here, I'm just doing this just to talk, to vent. All right. I'm not saying I got every answer. I'm not telling you I got every answer. I just want to put some solutions to the problem and at the same time get some solutions to a problem. But first, it's just like an AA meeting, correct? An AA meeting says, hey, my name is Marlon Madden, I smoke. Hey, my name is Marlon Madden, I'm an alcoholic. The problem is that some of us don't realize the direction that we're taking, or youth, or even just humanity in general. I'm a strict believer that listen, whatever you put in your mind, it will come out, right? So you have some people like, man, I want to be positive, yo. So let me explain to you. Later on in some other podcasts, I'll explain to you how, what I've done, what I've accomplished, some of the things that I've done. This podcast I don't want to do is not basically only to bash people. Still talk about business, talk about current events, talk about stuff that's going on in life and how we can rise above the occasion or rise above the garbage that we see. Something positive, not just something to gossip and talk about all this foolishness, but something positive. You know, if you can't figure it out already, I'm from Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? If you can't figure it out already, bad man from Jamaica, boss man. That's what I call myself, boss man, you see me? So, if you can't hear that already, just know that the man come from yard. As Jamaicans, we have a very high esteem, and we think of ourselves as, you know, the best of the best. Creme de la creme. I even look at my country, Jamaica, some of the things I'm seeing. So I'm going to touch on some stuff I see in Jamaica that's happening, touching the stuff I see in the States. Just to let you know, I've traveled a lot of places all around the world, not just in the States, countries, all right? So I've seen a lot of different cultures, a lot of different mindsets. And I'm a people watcher. I'm an avid people watcher. I like watching people and try to figure out people. I talk and I sit and I talk to anybody. That's another thing that's messed up in life today. I might be at an airport and somebody's sitting right beside me. If it's a female, if it's a male, I'll talk to them. But sometimes you talk to a female, they think you're trying to get with them. You know, people can't just have conversations no more. Everybody want to text. Everybody want to get on Facebook. Everybody want to do everything. Ironically, I'm on a podcast, right? But, hey, this is just going to be a podcast. This is a little preview of some of the things that I've been thinking about. There's somebody that I want on this podcast with me, too. I don't know what he's going to call himself. Them call him Lion. Them call him Soji. Them call him Kanti. Dwayne. Whatever his name is. Whatever his name you want to pick up. But I have a feeling me and I'm going to link up and do this thing still. And I want you guys to stay tuned. Right now, I'm somewhere far, far away. And once I narrow down how this app work and all this foolishness, then we're going to get some nice things out of this. You see me? Just go on, hold tight. And, yo, more to come. Jah bless. God bless. Whatever you want to say. And we're going to get into a lot of topics, man. Sometimes I'm going to solicit some stuff from you guys for you guys to tell me and tell us, because I hope it's going to be us, of what you want us to talk about. So, yo, bless up in yourself. Go on, hold the fiat. And people, I know you have your head down right now, or you don't have your head down, but you feel upset. Yo, my youth. Just go on, hold it. Sin? Yeah, man. One love. Guidance.